You're with SBS Radio.
Makakasama natin sa unang segmento ng ating programa ang mga kandidato para sa Mr. World Noble King Australia. Simulan natin, ipakilala natin sila. Please introduce yourselves. From my left, please.
Good morning. This is Mohamed Smile speaking.
Good morning. My name is Roderick Bikotia, one of the candidates speaking.
Hello, this is Arvind here, one of the candidates from Mr. World Noble King. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Aaron Herrera. I am one of the candidates speaking right now.
Magandang umaga. You are tuning in with Daniel Allen.
Yay! Merong konting edge with the Tagalog greetings, hindi ba?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
But first, is Mr. World Noble King the first time in Australia, Tita Presi?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kasama rin natin si Mrs. Presi Santos para sa pamamahala ng Mr. World Noble King Australia.
Hi, good morning everyone. This is Presi Santos, the director of the Mr. World Noble King Australia. This is the first time that we're going to have the male pageant in Australia.
Pero ito ginaganap na international.
Yeah, this is will be the international. So whoever will win in here in Australia will go to Philippines to compete the international.
Wow, okay. So, since it's a competition, but we're not doing the real competition here. What inspired you to really join Mr. World Noble King Australia? I'll start with Daniel.
Oh, great question. Thanks for having us. So, why did I join? Oh, well, I was invited by a friend and I thought it was a good opportunity to really put myself out there and get myself exposed to the world, leave my dent on the world, but also just to give back to the community because a lot of the proceeds are heading towards a student's scholarship. So I thought that was a great opportunity to give back and not just be about myself and give back to the world, really. So,
yes. And next to Daniel.
Yep. So, hi, I'm Aaron. And yeah, similar to Daniel, always like to give back to the community. Any chance I can do to make someone's life better, I will take a chance. And this pageant was a perfect opportunity to do so. So, yeah, I'm really happy to do it because especially since the proceeds do go to giving a scholarship to someone in the Philippines, I know it would definitely improve that person's life.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, this is Arvind there. Yeah, like for my community, I really want to prove to them like, I can do a lot of things differently and I can make a difference and I can do really well in this competition. And yeah, like that was pretty good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Roderick Bikotia, one of the candidates. So what I'm doing this Mr. World Noble King 2019 is I just want to make a difference in my own community where I live, whereby my friends are feeling a bit shy, they're feeling a bit different, they're thinking it's for women.
Yeah.
I want to show them it's not for women, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to do this, to make that difference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And last but not least, Mohamed Smile speaking for the same question. And I just wanted to join this pageant because I just not only want to make a difference, but I just want to still help poor people, homeless people, and the widows. As we all see in day-to-day life, Filipino is still going on with so many difficulties and problems. So I just want to help those people who just don't get proper education since from the childhood. And a part of our pageantry is going to be donated to scholarship of these students. So I think it's a really good platform for me to just put out myself and to showcase my abilities. Thank you very much.
Definitely, yes. It's a pageant answer. Yes, I think it's the first time since I've been working with SBS Radio that we have
male
candidates for a pageant. I'm not really sure in the previous 10 years, but I think for the time that I've been working with SBS Filipino, it's my first time to guest male pageant candidates. So it's a pleasure to have you in this program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And can we just tell our listeners what are the segments or the competitions that will be part of Mr. World Noble King? Is there a talent portion?
Yeah, so we have four.
Daniel,
we have four categories. The first one is our costume, which will be representing our ancestors or our main countries from where we're from, our home country. Then we've also got the sports category, so we're just showing off our outfits of what we are, how to keep active. Then we've also got the nightwear or the formal wear as well. And then the last one, guys, was the...
Question answer? Talent?
The talent month. So yeah. Whether we were dancing or singing, we're just going to showcase our talent as well. So those are the main four categories, and then we're going to finish off with questions and answers, just like as your usual pageant. So
yeah, you mentioned about the costume or cultural costume. Yeah. So can we mention which culture are you representing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, start with Aaron. Yeah.
So culture I'm representing is Philippines.
Yay!
Yeah, this is I'm gonna represent a dance form called as Bhangra. So that's from New Delhi. And so that's a Punjabi culture,
I
right?
I think those dances are the fun dances.
Yeah, that's for sure. Very energetic.
Yeah. And next is Muhammad.
Yeah, I'm representing India. Just like my other friend Erwin, but we are rivals, so just gonna be a competition, man. Yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, and Rodrigo. Sure.
Yeah, and I'm from South Africa, so I'm trying to touch some African part, bit of some different places to pull it together. I just don't want to touch South Africa by itself because Africa is very huge.
So there will be some drumming?
Yeah, things like that, I'm expecting.
Yes.
<It's vast.
laughs> Yeah, and Daniel?
Yes, I'll also be representing my Filipino ancestors. So my costume will be around the barong, and my talent will be more around bodybuilding, as I have a history of poses around that event. So,
so no one from the Philippines is singing?
No, nobody's singing.
I'll be dancing.
Yeah, I'll be dancing, dancing as well.
I'm also the same. I'm not singing, so yeah. Okay, so since it's the first time that Mr. World Novel King is being held in Australia, but internationally, it is already existing. But for you representing Australia, what does it mean for you to represent Australia in the international pageant? Say, if you win, what will you be taking to the international pageant? Can we start with Mohammed?
Once again, thank you very much for the beautiful question. And I think I just want to take everything with me, what I learn in Australia, what I get in Australia, and then I think that's just gonna be something which I've been dreamed of. Just to take Australia with me, just Australia itself, the name is just a big name in this country to represent. So I think I'm just gonna take the Australia word. Come on, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Australian talent, right?
Yeah.
So that makes sense. I'm just going to take my Australian talent with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to put it out myself there. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Yes, yeah,
and for me, it's just going to mean the world for me to be the winner and to go on a Filipino trip to show my talent. It's going to be just something unbelievable because I always dream about this since I was young, to be on a TV one day and to show my talent. So I'm going to really bring all my energy and then empower others in Filipino, just to bring them something different.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, Arvind here. Yeah, for me, I've always dreamed of being a model, but I never really thought that I'd be on a radio today. Yeah, it's that's really out of my comfort zone, right? So, but yeah, I've learned a lot of lessons. So yeah, to those lessons, I'm going to move further and just take those lessons with me and showcase it to others. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
And for Aaron, because I know... Filipinos are not really new to pageants. We've been doing this our whole existence, I think. But what does it mean for you to represent Australia?
I believe that one of the best things about representing Australia is that I have all these cultures that influenced me ever since I was young. So even though I'm Filipino, I have so many cultural influences from other cultures that has inspired me to do different things, and the way I talk, the way I act. So bringing that to Philippines means I'll be like a unique Filipino coming there and taking part of the pageants.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Aaron. Yeah. Daniel?
Yeah, as previously mentioned, just the diversity of culture and influence is just amazing to see how diverse there is here in Australia, and just also showcasing our lifestyle and how we just love being active and how amazing that is, and just show them that, how unique we are. So
I think you have barely 1 week to go?
That's right, less than seven days.
Yeah. So yeah, right. How are you preparing? And are you, like, there are jitters? Because it's just a week from now.
Yeah, we're very excited. Yeah, like, we've been planning, like, how to work out the dancing, the dance forms and everything.
Yes. Yes, how are you preparing, Rodriguez?
Yeah, I've only got my costume ready. And I know what I'm doing. I can't wait. I'm just waiting for that day to show up. Yeah, to shine.
Yes, Mohammed.
Well, as you know, like when something happens, you just need to prepare for it.
Yeah.
And just not only the event, but anything in your life, you just need to be ready for it.
Yeah.
But since I know this pageant is coming up, I'm just extra more cautious about it because I just want to win it. So I'm not only in it, I'm in it to win it. Yeah. Thank you.
Interesting.
How are you going to prepare for that one, for that answer, Aaron?
If anything, I'm just going to practice more than him.
That's why.
Yeah, that's the way. Yeah, Daniel?
Oh, yeah, just like I said, those who prepare to fail, fail to prepare. So really, it's just practicing day in, day out and ensuring that you've got a great vision of what you want to present. So really just showing up, you know, with your plan and having fun with it, really. Just enjoying the moment instead of being too in your head and be more in the heart. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think you've been preparing for this for the previous previous couple of months. So what have you learned being with this male candidates as yourselves? Like, have you built friendship with them, or are you just really into competition? And, no, I'm going to stick to what I plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Daniel, you want to start?
Yeah. I look, as much as it's got competition and in our blood as well, I think a lot of us, we're just having more fun with it. And, you know, we're not taking it too seriously because obviously it'll get the better of us. I think we're just really having a good time making great connections and getting to learn more about each other and seeing how we can grow as individuals as well. Mm. So, yeah.
And Aaron?
Yeah, but I agree with Daniel. Like, it's been really fun. Just like the entire experience. Yeah, it just grows us as a person overall as we prepare for this competition.
Yeah, Arvin?
Yeah, like, we have been, like, really good friends now. Yeah, but, like, on the other side, we are competitors, right? Yeah, so we got to prepare for it.
Yeah. Rodriguez?
Yeah, same as Daniel said earlier, we just became more friends, and then we understand each other, and then we just became we opened another connection in the industry we're doing now. Like, we got our group on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we're just friends in the moment. Not
yeah.
too serious.
And Mohammed?
Since day one, I've been having so much fun, and then I usually like to explore different cultures, different traditions and cultures, which I came across and I got the opportunity to do with my co-contestants.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy and privileged that I came across different nationalities and different personalities, and then me, myself, I just want to sincerely I just want to sincerely thank Tita Presi Santos for giving us this opportunity, because it's such a good platform where you can showcase your abilities and then you can reach maybe a pinnacle of your success. Thank you.
Yes. I know for lady candidates or for Miss or Mrs. candidates, they usually hang out after their pageants. Do you also do that? Like, share your culture, like food, go out to this Filipino restaurant or to South African restaurant. Do you do the same, or you just go for the practices, or you're very serious in your rehearsals? Daniel?
No, I don't think so. We're not very serious at all. I mean, we're big smiles here. Very, yeah. very, very, very charming smiles, by the way. We're not taking it too seriously. We share great stories with each other when we're sharing a feed. And, yeah, it's just amazing to get to know these people on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, we really went for lunch together, like, all together. So that was pretty good. We shared our experiences, like, what we have done, like, before this pageant and what we've been doing for this pageant. Like a preparation.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. We had a good conversation at the lunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mohammed?
Oh, yeah. So, sorry, I wasn't actually prepared, but can I just give the question, please?
Do you hang, because for lady or for Mrs. Candidates, they usually go out. And for you, for these guys, do you go out for lunch, because for girls, they can do shopping. But what do guys, male candidates for pageants, do after rehearsals?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They talk about gym and kind of stuff. Oh, well, to be honest, yeah. Me too. Personally, I've been having so much fun with these guys. They're so loyal. They're very genuine guys since day one, what I've seen in them. And then, yeah, I hope that it just continues till the end and after the pageant as well, because, I like to have friends too. So I think it's still, the friendship is still there after the pageant as well. So it makes life much easier for you to go and compete in other pageantries, because once you have your own friend group and once they start giving you ideas, you come to know about 10 different things so that you can go and compete with 10 different pageants.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a friend circle. So I've seen so many friends in groups that have been competing since long time and they're still together with the groups. So even I want my own friend circle who just want to compete in different pageants so that we can just be popular. And that's what I'm aiming for.
So you just don't win for the pageant, you win friends.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
That's it. That's
right. Rodrigue?
Yeah, so I think they'll say everything. What we usually do, we hang out, we have some food to eat, we explore more about our identities, our countries, we share stories, and then we talk about gym, as he said earlier. So yeah, we're just like normal people. Like,
yes, do you want to add anything, Erin?
I think Evelyn was said and said pretty well.
Okay. So yeah, so maybe this is my second to the last question. What are you be taking away from this pageant with you, even if you win or you lose? What have you learned about it, or what did you learn from it?
Well, look, to be honest, I've learned so many things. First of all, the main thing I've learned, how to be a responsible individual, which is very important in your life. And second thing, what I've learned is you'll definitely get what you want in your life. The only thing is you just need to work hard for it. And then the hard work leads you to success. And I'm taking so many things. I'm taking good memories with me, which is more important. That's going to be with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because it's just a lifetime experience for me. And then I hope so. I get so many opportunities in life for such kind of pageantries. But as of now, this is my first pageant, my first interview. Everything is fresh for me.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited.
So you already won.
Yes, for me. For me. Thank you very much.
Rodrigue.
Yeah, it's going to be very amazing on my way while I go from this. I've learned to become more mature and then even how to walk. Because my friends start telling me now, you're walking different now since you're doing this. So I'm taking so many things on board from this male pageant. My walking has changed. Maybe my way of speaking is going to be changing soon too. So, so there's a lot of things I'm taking on board. And thanks, Tita Pressy, for taking us on board and trusting us. It's not easy to just trust someone else like that. But we thank God for this opportunity.
Yes, definitely.
And I'm very grateful for that.
Yes, Armin?
Yeah, like, I'm going to take a lot of attention. You know, like, the main thing is that you got to face your fears.
Mm. Yeah.
Until when you face them, you realize that, yes, you can really do it and succeed well in it.
And you can do another pageant.
Yeah, sure. You got to be confident for it. That's all it takes. Yeah.
Yeah. Erin?
I think the best thing about this pageant is that it allows me to increase my confidence levels extremely. Usually I'm a shy person, but because of this and this entire experience, my confidence levels are just increased, especially just here, talk on the radio, like live. Initially, it's such a nerve-wracking experience, but now, like, being comfortable around these guys, it just makes it so much easier.
Yay! And Daniel?
All right, thanks, guys. to add on top of all these amazing points that you guys really put out there, honestly, just being around people who can be themselves and be authentic, and I think that's super important. And just being able to put yourself in a very uncomfortable situation just makes you so much stronger. And I've realized that now with all of us as well. Like, we're all very shy, a little bit nervous, but now I can see just everyone just growing into much more confident man, and I just think that's so important. And being moving into this show, and that's what I'm taking away from it. growth.
Yes, definitely. And lastly, please invite our listeners to watch the pageant on when? Daniel?
next Sunday at Burwood RSL starting at 5 p.m. So please come and join us. We're going to have amazing talent, a lot of amazing faces, and it's going to be a very, very good time.
Yes. Aaron, what should the audience look forward to this pageant?
I think one of the best things to really look forward to is all these guys' amazing looks, their smiles, and more importantly, their talent and their genuine personalities.
What can you add, Arvin?
Yeah, like there got to be a lot of different dances where you're going to enjoy the most, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You so have that, to wiggle.
Yeah. So that's why you should go for it. Yeah, you're going to enjoy it for
yes,
sure.
Yes, sure. Rodriguez.
Yep, there will be so many different costumes and talent, so people need to come and enjoy this male pageant. First time, come everyone and enjoy. Have fun.
Yes, yeah. And where can they get more information about the pageant and the show?
Yes, thank you very much. They can get so much information.
Facebook page?
Yes, from Facebook page. And there are so many people who are selling the tickets as well because it's first time pageant for male. So people are really, really excited to come watch it. And since Presi Santos is organizing it, people are more excited about what it's going to be that night. So the night is filled with colors, fun, frolic, and it's just going to be so much fun, a night to remember. So,
and a night of dancing of male candidates and not just Miss and Mrs.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys, for being with us this morning, and all the best for the pageant. And it's going to be on October 13th, Sunday at
Burwood
RSL. Thank you so much.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.